Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted," and they are suffering big time right now. This is Bible League International, and 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and violated by local authorities. You know what her crime was? Simply that she gave her life to Jesus Christ after leaving radical Islam. They need Bibles in order to endure and persevere. And that's why Truth Network and Bible League are teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 persecuted believers around the world at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Word 800 yes word or give at truthnetwork.com.
This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family
with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Back for part two. Man, if you listened to part one, I know you were intrigued by the things that this man of God talked about, Duncan Brannon. Duncan, welcome back to It's Time to Man Up, part two.
Thanks, Nikita. It's great to be back, man.
Great to have you back. You know, we kind of left our listeners hanging. You know, we did that back in the wrestling days. You know, some of the fans, when I go out and do autograph signings, what's kind of fun is they'll go, "Man, I used to hate it when I'd be watching the shows on Saturday," and you're like, You'd be engaged in this match or something. Go, "Oh, we're out of time. We're out of time." And we never saw the finish. We never saw what happened. You know, I go, "Yeah, well, that was pretty intentional to keep you coming back week in and week out," right? So
I remember that, brother. The Dallas Sportatorium, my friend. I remember.
Come on, the Von Erich family, right?
Yeah, just watching that and going, no. They just put the claw on him. What's going on?
Hey, let me ask you about that for a moment. So you did grow up watching some of that. Did you ever catch, obviously, the Von Erich family was big out in Texas where you were born and raised, and the Sportatorium was legendary out there for world-class championship wrestling, and of course Kerry and David and all the Von Erich, Fritz Von Erich, and who are some of the other guys you maybe remember? And did you ever see a Nikita Koloff match?
You better believe we saw a Nikita Koloff match. We remember the Russian Nightmare.
Come on,
your name is familiar in our mouths as a household word, my brother. We remember names like Bruiser Brody and Andre the Giant and Kamala. I mean, I can go down the list of old school people, you know, the Iceman King Parsons, you know, all of these guys. We grew up with all of them. And then, of course, we followed it all the way into the WWF when they became the big heyday and on down the line. So, yeah, but Lex Luger was one of my favorites. I know that you and he are great pals. And, of course, my little brother, he loved Sting. He loved the Stinger. And so all of those people that you know so well that are fellow believers now also, we grew up watching them.
You watched it all. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this name, the Tower of Power, too sweet to be Thawa, if you will. The son of a plumber from Austin, Texas, baby, yeah. Dusty Rhodes, who became the superpowers with Nikita Koloff, yeah, if you will.
Oh my gosh! Yes, the American dream.
The American dream. All right, hey, let me. I gotta ask. I mean, you mentioned a lot of legendary names. Is there any? Yeah. And there may not be, but is there any match that just kind of it could be anybody that jumps out at that you remember? Anybody?
Wow. I think the thing that struck us the most was watching the Von Erichs because we did. We got to see them live. And of course, they were from, you know, they were from here. They grew
right.
up right here in Addison. And just that amazing legacy. So getting to watch, we got to see all three of them wrestling at one time. We remember the days of David too.
Right.
You know, their oldest. But getting to see Kevin and Kerry and David all in the ring together at the same time, even at that time, you know, wrestling had not, I don't think, fully exploded into the phenomenon that it would become later in the 90s and so forth. But you could sense, first of all, just the leadership of their father, Fritz. You could see the dedication to athleticism. And appreciate so much of how deeply devoted they were to the sport, and just getting to watch them. I remember, you know, matches, of course, with Andre the Giant, you know, and watching that giant of a man, you know, and one of them, you know, throw the claw on this man and putting this, you know, this 7 foot, you know, however tall he was, 7'5", I think it was.
Behemoth. Yeah. This behemoth.
Yeah. Watching him go down to the mat, you know.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
Nikita Koloff here. Have you registered for the Morningstar Men's Conference in August? Not yet? What are you waiting for? We have an amazing lineup of speakers, including NBA All-Star Al Wood, WWE Superstar Lex Luger, General Jerry Boykin, David and Jason Benham, the Benham Brothers, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton, Chris Reed, and of course, Dr. Rick Joyner, and yours truly. Get registered today. What are you waiting for? Go to mstarevents.com.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And seeing the wrestlers run from the back to get you to they're trying to get it off and they can't get it off because it's locked on now.
Wow, that's crazy.
I remember watching a match at the Sportatorium years ago, and we were all into it. But there was an entire family behind us, and man, they were all in. And to this day, if I start impersonating the woman that was sitting behind us, you know, she's like, referee, he's cheating. And just this woman, was so upset.
Right, because the referee wasn't catching the guy cheating, right?
They're hitting each other with chairs and so forth, and of course the referee doesn't see it, you know, and they were so upset, and I became more enamored, I think, at that time of listening to them.
Well,
forgot what was going on.
Right. Well, and I will say for the record, many of the fans have said to me over the years, some of the more entertaining matches were out in the audience than they were actually in the ring. But I appreciate you sharing a little bit of that. We got a lot to cover on this show,
yeah.
and you know, you mentioned something in the last show. You said something that I didn't know I was doing, with you with an acting background, you used the terminology method acting. And someone said to me one time, you know, when they found out, you know, I really wasn't from Russia, shocker, spoiler alert, Nikita Koloff's not really, the Russian Nightmare's not really from Russia. But, and I didn't realize, Duncan, that apparently that's what I was doing way back then. Now, I didn't take acting classes like you. I didn't go, you know, I wasn't on stage or in theater. You know, I just did it. And later on found out that that's what I was doing. But let me ask you this, in regards to your acting, is there a favorite play, maybe a favorite stage play that you did?
Ooh, wow. Now that, I think I would go back to Shakespeare because Hamlet is really seen, if you go back to Hamlet is really seen, first of all, as really kind of the juiciest part out there that any male actor could ever get. It really is. Number one, because the show is, you know, over 3 hours. And so there is a ton of dialogue to memorize and so forth. But it's an extremely juicy part because he's dealing with, you know, the death of his father, this shroud of intrigue. You know, his father has mysteriously died. His mother has quickly married this figure, this leader who's probably behind the plot, and so forth. And Hamlet is investigating it. And then he's visited by the ghost of his dad, who reveals, yes, it was, I was murdered. And now you, son, you've got to dive into this and so forth. And that role is defining for many, many actors. Kevin Kline played it, of course. Sir Laurence Olivier played the original, the black and white that many of us know. And so coming into that role, preparing for it, you know, I was so serious. I worked so many months preparing for that. And of course, there's sword fighting in the show. There's all kinds of stage combat and so forth. And so, yeah, that was such a defining role, I think, for me on many levels, that I knew that, you know, if I wasn't going to remain an actor, that those skills and those other things that I had learned along the way, that they would stick with me. And of course, after memorizing and working that muscle memory so much, when I became a Christ follower, that ability to memorize scripture, I mean, it translated right into my walk with Christ.
That experience. Well, let's. And that's a great transition point for me right there. So, because I want to lead to, you know, how you and I met and talk a little bit about your transition from the stage and acting into really essentially a full-time ministry. But I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, my first introduction to Duncan Brannon was at an event out in on a ranch in South Texas, but through a ministry called Fellowship of the Sword. And I don't know if I've ever said this to you. Maybe I have or maybe I haven't, but I want the world to know the impact you had on my life, Duncan, and because I was at this event called Quest, and for the first time in my life, my eyes were open to what it looks like to live a life of masculinity and manhood, the way God defines it, the way the Bible defines it, as a teaching on manhood, on masculinity that was taught there at that event, this Quest event. And it blew me away. And you were the one doing the teaching. Now it was through video, but you were doing the teaching. And in fact, it so impacted me. Here's what I want you to hear, what I want our audience to understand. It so impacted me and rocked my world that I went back home from that Quest and asked my pastor if I could share for 5 minutes on the platform. You know, and at that time we had about 1,000 member church. And he said, absolutely. And Duncan, I said this, I said, for 46 years of my life, I was a male. And for the first time in my life at the age of 47, because I actually boarded the bus on my birthday, I said, for the first time in my life, I stepped into manhood the way God defines it because of your teaching on manhood. And I say that to say the first 46 years of my life, even 13 years walking with Christ, my view of manhood was defined by the world, for real. I mean, I grew up without a dad. Many know my story. They've listened to the show and the podcast, the story of reconciliation and redemption with my father. But I grew up without a dad, and so my view of manhood came from conversations in school, came from magazines, you know, like Playboy, Penthouse. I mean, just being real and raw here on the show.
Yeah.
But that defined my manhood, and that's what I knew of manhood. But when you gave that teaching on manhood, it rocked my world. And I told I told the congregation that morning, this is the first I've just stepped into me. And because of your teaching, I've been pursuing that now and now teach that myself. I taught many of the things I learned from you and now teach that. And of course, you know, I've got these, Lex, you mentioned Lex Luger. Lex and I have these camps called Man Camp that we do one in the spring, one in the fall. We bring men in for a number of days and just teach them about masculinity and about manhood, what it looks like to be a godly husband and a godly father and to walk that out. But you were instrumental in that transition for me. So I just want you to hear that. I want our audience to know just how your teaching impacted my own life and how now it's impacting many other men's lives as I embraced what you taught and now share that with countless men, whether it's through our conferences. We call the conference the Man Up Conference. You know, here we're on the Man Up Show. It's the Man Up Conference. And so let me ask you, let me ask you that transition. Take a minute or two and just talk to our audience about how you transitioned from the stage really to becoming a full-time ministry. And then I want to get to your book before we run out of time.
Sure. So a couple of things really kind of happened here to make that pivotal, you know, that life pivotal possible. So I landed, and I know you wanted to mention this earlier, I landed major roles in voiceover. I had become the voice of Chuck E. Cheese.
Hold on. Chuck E. Cheese. All right, hold on. Pause. So here's what blew me away. So when I listened to that teaching on manhood, and I was like, oh, my gosh, and this guy's like the most profound Bible scholar that I had met at the time, right? And then afterwards, they go, oh, by the way, you know, he did some acting, he did some voiceovers, and oh, by the way, has anyone here ever watched, anyone familiar with A Purple Dinosaur? And I'm like, oh my gosh, my daughter Kendra was the biggest Barney fan. Like, I'm talking Barney bed sheets, Barney videos. She'll kill me for saying she was in love with Barney. And then come to find out this man of God, Duncan Brannon, was the voice of Barney. After I watched this manhood teaching, I'm like, how does that even connect together? So anyway,
the
there you go.
Foolishness of God, brother. There's the foolishness of God.
The Barney and Chuck E. Cheese. So who else? Keep going. So who else?
Yeah, so it would have, I landed the three largest voiceover gigs that I ever had, Barney, Chuck E. Cheese, and then voices with Funimation's Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Z GT. You know, characters like Bobbity, you know, this evil wizard. I will use my power and control your mind. You know, these crazy characters. You know, I landed all three of those without any agent, without even a professional demo, because God opened the door. I yielded it all. He had told me to lay down the acting thing and so forth. And when he called me back in, it's because he threw open the door. And
you're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Things like that. I was doing a franchise convention in Phoenix, Arizona, doing a walk-around character for Chuck E. Cheese at the time because I could dance and so forth with some friends. And they said, hey, they're auditioning for that role. You should put something together. And I was like, well, I don't have an agent. I don't have a demo. But they had a sound system. And so I put together a tape and put it out there. And about a month later, found out that I had landed the part of Chuck E. Cheese in 1993.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I met Bob West, who was the original voice of Barney the Dinosaur at the time, and doing Chuck E. Cheese because he did other voices. And so we became friends. And in 1997, when Barney was exploding, they needed to bring somebody else in. And right. So I auditioned. So you could just see this crazy domino effect of the sovereign God and the plan that he had for my life.
Wow.
And, yeah. And then now, yeah, and then he goes off and starts teaching on manhood.
Well, and here's what's going through my mind, and then we're gonna I want to talk about your book. And so here's what's going through my mind right now, even as you're talking. And people ask me this all the time: can you still do the voice? And I'm like, yeah, but it's...
Oh my goodness, of course. I'm just so happy to be on the show with my good friend Nikita. I'm really glad you're not a Russian nightmare anymore. That was kind of scary.
and here's what's going through my head. I love you. You love me. We're a happy family.
With a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Oh, my gosh. If I heard that once, I heard that a million times. Thank you, Kendra. I love you, darling. Thank you for making me sit down and watch that video a million times. All right, Duncan. on that note, that's amazing. So let's talk about your book. Now, I mean, tell our listeners, I mean, what's it about and what prompted you to write it?
So the book is called The Soldier Code, Ancient Warrior Wisdom for Modern-Day Christian Soldiers. And it really is the accumulation of, first of all, 30 years in ministry. I've pastored families. I've pastored men. I've led retreats for men and women alike. Pastored kids. I've pastored youth, college, and career. So you name it, I've really run the gamut that way. And so naturally, you acquire, if you're paying attention, I think, you acquire a little bit of wisdom along the way in that journey. But in about 1999, the Lord started another sovereign work in my life, and I was going into a Barnes & Noble bookstore, passing the history section, and I really felt the Holy Spirit just prompting me to stop and walk over. And I walked over, picked up a copy of Sun Tzu's Art of War, and felt prompted to buy it, and took it home, began to read it. And as I began to read it, I began to notice these amazing parallels between natural earthly warfare and the spiritual heavenly one that we wage as believers. There were principles that translated from Sun Tzu, an ancient Chinese military classic, into the Christian life with just seamlessness. And a matter of fact, the first thing that he says in the opening of the book, war is a matter of vital importance to the state, the province of life or death. It is mandatory that it be thoroughly studied. I remember looking at that when I started reading that book and just going, good grief, that's like Ephesians 6:12 just said another way. You know, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. I remember this book impacting me, and it started a 20-year journey, delving into martial history, looking at the samurai, looking at Spartans, looking at the medieval knights of Europe, looking at the Celt, the Roman legionary, the gladiator, Vikings, and so forth. Just this great passion arose in me. And as I began to study, just like I had in reading Sun Tzu's Art of War, I began to see many, many lessons that translated into the Christian experience. And I noticed some things that happened inside of me while I was doing that. Number one, it didn't change what I believed because my beliefs had been rock solid in Scripture. But what it did is it brought a clarity. It brought a sense of urgency to my warfare as a believer that I had not felt previously. And in the years following, as I began to, you know, do all of this research and so forth, teachings came out of that. I had friends that were asking, hey, what are you learning about? And so forth. And then eventually it became retreats and things like that, where I would teach these principles. And here, you know, just a couple of years ago, it was as Roland and I were getting ready for a major transition to move, she looked at me and said, well, what's God calling you to do this next season? And I said, without a moment's hesitation, said, it's time to write the book. And she said, I agree. And so this book is the product of 30 years of ministry, 20 years in studying ancient warrior history, and wanting to download to the Christians of this age a revolutionary, a very cutting-edge understanding of spiritual warfare that I think that we desperately need
right
in this hour of the West here.
Yeah.
We're in serious times, and we need, I believe, men of understanding of the times, like the children of Issachar, 1 Chronicles 12:32 says. Mm-hmm. We need an understanding, and we need hardcore weaponry. And it's hard to find. It's hard to find solid teaching, and it's hard to find teaching that you really feel that outfits you well. I remember some of the studies that I was doing, just getting ready and putting the book together, and the statistics of pastoral health, of church health, that were so alarming and that only increased that burden. 53% of pastors today, they believe that seminary did not adequately equip them for their job.
Right.
Some over 50% are struggling with pornography on a regular basis.
Right.
54% just feel overwhelmed. And the more and more I looked at this, the more and more I knew what God was telling me to do. It's time to put this together, and it's time to put it out there for people. And like you had noted very early on in that first broadcast, it's been well received. We're doing really, really well, and we're really excited, and we just want to get it into more hands, as many as possible, Willie.
Well, and I know it's going to do. I feel confident to say it's going to do well in the excerpts that I've reviewed. And I look forward to reading the entire book. And I just want to say for all the listeners out there, this is we are in a war. The minute you enter into the kingdom of God, you've signed up, whether you like it or not, you've signed up. And hopefully, and I say it all the time, Duncan, if you're in my foxhole, I don't want you cowering away. I want you standing up or standing side by side with me and fighting the good fight of faith. And they can find this book on Amazon. Where all can they find your book, Duncan?
Yeah, they can hop on Amazon, of course. It's available in ebook form on Kindle as well. It's in print, it's in paper and hardback. And you can visit our website also, The Soldier Code, all one word, thesoldiercode.com. And you can find out more about the book. You can order the book through there also. And find out what this whole thing is about. It's one of the most enthralling studies I think anybody will ever do on the subject. It's because it's a different way. It's a different way of approaching the subject, really kind of like Jesus did his parables. Jesus, in order to relate kingdom truths to us, heavenly truths, he started with what was familiar. He started with what was here on earth, with what people could touch, taste, and see. And this book continues in that same vein. We start with real history. We start with real stories. And we get rid of the stereotypes. We look at actual events that happened in the lives of these amazing warrior cultures. And then we watch just literally, it's almost kind of like it does itself. You watch.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Literally, those principles walk straight over into Scripture, walk straight over into the Christian experience. And we look at, of course, I went to seminary, of course, like a good boy also, and studied original language. So we look at Hebrew and Greek, and we talk about those meanings, and we look at context and culture in Scripture. So it's not just me grabbing a verse here and just going, well, it could be like this. We dig deep.
Right.
It's both a very deeply spiritual and also very academic work. So history buffs out there, all those people, they are gonna love it.
Yeah, no surprise there. You are a man of depth, knowledge, and understanding when it comes to Scripture and the Word of God. So everything you're saying, I would emphasize and as well. And so you have Duncan Brannan, you have impacted the life of Nikita Koloff, and I'm forever grateful for that. I know, I feel confident to say this book is going to do amazingly well because of God's blessing on you and your life and the impact you've made not only on mine but many others, not just men, just all of those that have come in contact with you. I know that they've walked away a better person having met you, and I'm grateful for you to have you on the show today. The Soldier's Code. I hope you will go and pick up a copy of that or download a copy of that. Duncan Brannan, man of God, Duncan Brannan Esquire, thank you for being on the Man Up Show.
Thank you so much for having me today, Nikita. I really appreciate it.
And thank you all for tuning in to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
This is the Truth Network.